Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is a classic episode of the podcast. In this one, we get into the exciting science of foam. No, really, it's a fascinating phenomenon. Air bubbles holding their shape in a liquid. What allows something like beer to hold on to those bubbles, whereas the foam on a glass of soda dissipates? Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Pour a soda into a glass and it will foam, but those tiny bubbles quickly die down. Beer, on the other hand, will form a foamy head that sticks around long after it's been poured. Both are carbonated and poured from a bottle, can, or fountain, so why does beer form a head but soda doesn't? There's a lot going on in that foamy beer head. From the delicate interaction of gas and protein to alcohol content, beer is complex, and we don't just mean the flavor. Like it or hate it, beer foam is a preview of what you're about to imbibe. As each beer bubble releases an aroma, the scent begins to influence your perception of the beverage and whet your anticipation as you prepare to drink it. Plus, a dense head of foam can make a beer feel more creamy and flavorful. Beer is, in fact, the only alcoholic beverage that will form and maintain a head of foam. The formation of this foam, also known as nucleation, involves a complex reaction of proteins. This includes large protein molecules and their smaller cousins, polypeptides. One protein specific to barley malt, which is used in the brewing of beer, is worth a closer look. It's called lipid transfer protein 1, or LTP1, and it has a serious aversion to water. To escape the wet stuff, it will use a bubble of carbon dioxide as a life preserver. Thankfully, for LTP1, there are a lot of life preservers because CO2 is produced in abundance during the fermentation of beer and may also be introduced during bottling. As LTP1 clings to the carbon dioxide and rises to the surface, it will form a protective coating around the bubble that makes it more difficult to pop. This helps beer maintain its head far longer than a soda or hard cider, but it's not the only factor at work. Additional hydrophobic polypeptides bond with compounds that enter the beer courtesy of the hops that beer usually contains. The hops' isoalpha acids further lend stability to the foam. Even with the potential for all these bubbles to stick around, a foamy head isn't a sure thing. Beer has a sweet spot, an alcohol content of about 5%. Too high or too low, and the foam will dissipate more quickly. Keep keep in mind that beer foam would be nothing without a glass in which to reach its full potential. The next time you drink a frothy glass of ale, take a closer look at that vessel. Are there nearly imperceptible scratches on the inside of the glass? Is there a brand logo etched into the glass's interior, perhaps at the bottom? This interruption of the flat surface creates a nucleation site, a series of cracks and scratches designed to encourage bubbles to continue to form and rise. These special adaptations, paired with beer's penchant for foam, mean its head will outlast sodas, no matter how it's poured. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Does Beer Form a Head But Soda Doesn't? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.